Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's daily pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, I want to point out another aspect to these markets, which I mean, there's quite a few disconnects wherever you look, and the risk on, risk off dynamic as well has shifted somewhat. Good morning, everyone. Great to have you with us. Just want to explain that just in a little bit more detail. It'll be useful sort of moving forward. Okay, so let's get into it. Then we'll start, of course, with our risk warning. Take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning, currently up on screen as always. Now, all profitable traders, they need to consider, of course, which markets to trade, where do we enter and exit these markets, how do we manage risk, trade management, and trading psychology, all very important features, of course. There's a lot of education on each of these topics in your members area, and we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms. And we're strong advocates of, you know, attempting to be quite consistent in our approach. Chopping and changing doesn't really sort of help you navigate these markets. The market conditions ebb and flow. They change all the time. So we want to remain somewhat consistent even within this environment. Accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. Okay, so on the news front, there's really not an awful lot on an individual news basis. We had a bank holiday on Monday. We had the RBA keep rates a hold of 4.35, which is very much in line with expectations. Nothing else really of any sort of major concern. Now we are, yesterday it was nothing overly driving market sentiment to any great extent. Today, now Wednesday, the 8th of May, it's bank holiday in France. So I don't know, there's a few bank holidays really across Europe over the last week. And it's brought about this sort of kind of meandering market. Now there is a couple of opportunities. We did see a little bit of dollar strength yesterday. Now we will get crude oil inventories. Again, we're expecting a negative number. We've had a couple of surprises, both to the upside and to the downside, I might add. So again, it's another data point which is very, very unpredictable. Okay, we've got some bond auctions. We've got the 10-year today and tomorrow, the 30-year. And it's really interesting to see with higher yields, the lower time frame that you go down at the front end of the curve, you get higher yields. It's going to be interesting to see the demand for that longer yield stuff, the 10 and the 30 year. So that's what we're going to get today and tomorrow. Has the potential to be, I mean, if the US government, if the cost of them refinancing their debt, which is astronomical, if that's going up unsustainably, that would be a bit of a panic, actually. So it is worth keeping an eye on these bond auctions. And tomorrow we've got more bank holidays, unfortunately, in Switzerland, France, and Germany. So unfortunately, we've got a bit of a quiet week this week for many reasons. Now, in the afternoon, we do have the BOE. So they're expected to keep rates at 5.25. And what we'd be looking for is, a road plan. If you look at the votes in the previous meeting, and it's changed a little bit. It's a kind of a similar picture really to the Fed, where they were adopting a little bit of a dovish view, i.e. looking to lower rates. And there's elements of that narrative beginning to fade away. So if you look at the format in which this print, the first number is how many MPC members voted to increase interest rates. The second is how many voted to decrease. So in the previous meeting, we had one member looking to decrease, and the rest were looking to hold rates at five and 5.25. So there's an expectation for that one dissenter that's looking to actually start cutting rates to actually revert back to hold. Largely influenced as well by the Fed and the fact that they now have to adopt a higher rate for longer kind of narrative, although they're dressing it up as a very dovish narrative. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out as well. So we've got an important day. It's the only major news event really for the week. We'll be hearing from a few central bankers as well, and we've got a 30-year bond auction tomorrow. And we close out the week with UK GDP numbers, pretty flat, high inflation, low growth is a stagnating economy. They're at pains to tell us it's not stagflation. Jerome Powell the same, although there's a higher rate of growth in the US currently as things stand. And then we close out the week with consumer sentiment figures as well, which looks like it's just... We're just expecting sort of, we're up at these higher levels, but still probably slightly weaker than the previous. We'll see what number comes in there. So really, today, there's not a huge amount to be mindful of. We got some ongoing geopolitical tensions between the US and China over Huawei chips. They're withdrawing the supply of certain chips to Huawei. It's not expected to have a massive impact on Huawei. They will carry on regardless as they've shown over the last year or so. And there's also, I suppose, the US are withdrawing weapons from Israel because of their offensive in Rafah and in Gaza. And we'll see how long that lasts for. So there's a few sort of geopolitical tensions building in the background. But from an individual sort of market data perspective, very little to get stuck into. So let's have a look at these markets then. Right, let's start with the indices. So one of the dynamics which is clearly evident, and I want to just reference that we've got inverted bond yields. So, and that's always been the case. And every time you get bond yields inverted, it leads to a recession. Although, as you're probably aware, there's no real sign of any significant recession coming down the line. So is this the first time we have inverted bond yields without a recession? I think it has happened on a couple of other occasions, but if you look at recent history, every time it implies a recession's coming down the line. And there is, seems to be this motivated drive to start cutting rates to try and avoid that recession, it seems. So, so we've got inverted bond yields and the yield you'll generate off the lower end, which is the 2 year, is much greater than the 10 year. Now we've softened quite considerably since Jerome Powell of last week. We've seen some significant softening in this space. So we were over 5%. We're now at 4.84. Same situation on the 10 year. So we have a bit of a softening. Now that does stack up to some degree with the rally that we're seeing in the equity markets, and again it's quite significant. We're very close to all-time highs for the S&P 500. Same situation for the Nasdaq. We're just kind of stuttering up at these highs, but you can see how close we are to making those new all-time highs, which is the yellow line at the top. So on Friday, clearly defined structural failure to the upside and some ongoing further upside momentum. Now, the disconnect. So when we have an appetite for risk, we'd expect perhaps a bit of capital to come out of a perceived safe haven, which is the dollar. It's the only kind of safe haven of choice, really. but we're actually seeing the equities rally along with the dollar at the same time. Our expectation and what we often look for is that risk on or risk off trade, which is the which would have different outcomes for, and you can see there's an upside down correlation there normally. If we're risk on, we'd expect indices up and dollar down. If it's risk off, we'd expect US indices down and the dollar up. At the minute, we're getting a little bit of both there, obviously. And let me bring up our pen just to... Sorry, let me get my pen up on screen. Yeah, so here it comes. Sorry, guys, it's just pausing there for a second for some reason. Oh, there we go. So what we have here is indices higher and a higher dollar. So I suppose the question is, what does that kind of mean for us? Are we, we're kind of as a result forced into either looking at one or the other. We wouldn't ordinarily like to trade the indices higher and the dollar higher at the same time. It does look like that is a bit of a shifting narrative beneath these markets. So that's another disconnect that we're identifying, and we're seeing quite a few of these. So we've either got a weaker dollar, sorry, a stronger dollar trade, which is looking reasonably good. We made some progress yesterday. Dollar CAD, strong little rally, really struggling to make any progress. And yesterday we did get a break above those highs. So I'm making some momentum with the dollar CAD. The Aussie dollar as well looks like it's rolling over to the downside. And same situation for the New Zealand dollar. So for now we've got this weakness in the yen again until probably we get some further intervention if the BOJ do intervene. It's not obvious that they will. Now we've got a few escalations in the Middle East, but we've still got crude oil beginning to roll over to the downside. So we can certainly look at a weaker crude oil trade. We're looking like we're beginning to just roll over to the downside. And if we break below the 77.38, there's probably a decent opportunity there. 77.38 for crude oil. All right, so we can have a look at that now pretty shortly. And in gold, we're in a 12-day little sideways moving pattern there for gold. So nothing really to get too interested in. Yesterday's price action is quite interesting in the S&P because if we looked at getting into the dollar trades and these start to roll back over, they could be sort of short-term sell trades pretty soon. So certainly the price action to the upside in the US indices is showing a sign of weakness. Strong move yesterday in the German DAX, so a really big rally there. And I suppose we have a weakening yen again. So this is a bit of a messy market, the Nikkei. So so look, we've got a relatively straightforward trade plan for the day. Excuse me, let me go back. Yeah, so we'll just amend this and then we'll wrap it up there, guys, if that's okay. If there's any questions, feel free to post them into the chat box, of course. So mixed market dynamic just because of this strong dollar and strong equity market. So we can either choose one or the other there. We're not really liking the yen type of setup really as a result. And we've got crude oil as well. Crude oil sell below specifically the 77.38. So that's making progress. So we broadly have a little bit of a mixed sort of market dynamic. And we either look to trade further potential indices strength, the US indices looking for them to rally even further. Yesterday's price action was a little bit on the concerning side, so we want to keep our options open. Or we will actually trade a stronger dollar and a rollover to the downside in the equity markets. We'd like to still see for now if we can get that correlation working again. And if so, it'll pay us well. But crude oil looking to sell below the 77.38. So look, it's kind of an either or type dynamic. So either way, we keep our risk relatively conservative. I'll post that there into the chat box, guys, and we'll let you go. We'll just switch rooms. We'll move over to our mentorship room. So if you want to join us for that, you're very, very welcome. The narrative driving market sentiment is a little bit, it's not that clear, really. It's we're getting a few price moves. Again, not really correlated to any great extent. It's a bit kind of random at the minute. So we'll see if these conditions can settle down a little bit. Right, any questions, feel free to let us know. On that note, we'll switch rooms, guys. So we'll see you in the other room in just under a minute's time. So look, thanks very much for joining us. We'll see you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade the financial markets, you can access one of our live trading and education bundles on our website. It does start from just $59 a month. For more information, just go to thelivetrading.com and you can connect with us there through our website. On that note, guys, thanks as always for joining us. Appreciate it. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.